thick was... Now it does it fine. The Gemara's topic on top of Vavamid Aleph continues from Hayyamid Bees. And the issue is something which is kosher for the Mizbeach, even though it's usher for people. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it, but the Mizbeach may be allowed to eat it. And we got into this because if you look at the table on the sheet that I gave out, we wanted to know how you know that a trefa may not be used for the Mizbeach. The area where I have the three question marks. What's the status of a trefa l'gavoa? Now everybody knows walking in that you can't use a trefa for a karban. The question is only how I get there. How do I know that? And we had offered the possibility of a kal v'chomer from Baal Mum. We said, after all, you're not allowed to eat a trefa, right? Let's go from Baal Mum. You're allowed to eat a Baal Mum, and yet you can't use it as a karban. You are not allowed to eat a trefa. How much more so you shouldn't be allowed to use the trefa on the Mizbeach? That was our core attempt at the Kal V'chomer. We suggested that you could reject the Kal V'chomer, and therefore instead you would need a Gzeres HaKasav. You need a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Min HaBakar. And the question was, how exactly am I going to reject this Kal V'chomer? Why isn't this a good Kal V'chomer? That's what we wanted to know. And so we first suggested within the Braisa itself that we could use Chelev V'dam. Chelev V'dam is on the fourth line in the table. I moved up Yotzei Dofen from the end, and we'll see why, God willing, in the Gemara today. But Chelev V'dam, we said, after all, is a case in which you can't use it for Hedyo. You're not allowed to eat it yourself. And yet it is kosher on the Mizbeach. So here's a model for something which can't be eaten by anybody else but can go on the Mizbeach, and therefore I could argue Trefa should be the same. You're telling me that the critical factor in the Baal Mum, that which convinces me that the Baal Mum can't go on the Mizbeach, that which should convince me that the Baal Mum can go on the Mizbeach is the fact that it's edible. The fact that everybody is allowed to eat it. You were so sure of that you said that if a trefa can't be eaten by people, it can't go on the Mizbeach. It for sure can't go on the Mizbeach. Well, here's an example of something that no one else can eat, and yet it may go on the Mizbeach. So that would seem to disprove my argument regarding trefa. So we brought Chelev V'dam first. And we said, well, Chelev V'dam is different because it comes from a mutter animal. So we said, all right, well, what about Malika? Something that undergoes Malika is treif for us, and yet it goes on the Mizbeach. And our answer was, yeah, but that's also for other reasons. That's also because of its Kedusha, because it's a karban. So then we said, all right, fine, that concluded the Braisa. We said, well, what about Minchas Omer? The Minchas Omer comes from Chadash. Chadash is treif for us, and it's kosher for the Mizbeach. And we said, Mitzvah Sobekach. That's the mitzvah of the Mincha. So don't bring proofs from there. So then we brought in the Ketares. We said, Ketares is treif for us, kosher for the Mizbeach. Yeah, but that's the mitzvah of the Ketores. Bring about bringing karbanos on Shabbos. If you can't bring you can't shecht on Shabbos for yourself. You do it in the Beis HaMikdash. So our answer was again, mitzvah sabakach. That's the mitzvah. And our last attempt was shatnez. We said the Kohen wears shatnez in the Avnet. That's a whole other discussion back in Yuma, you'll recall. So there's a case of something you can't use, but the Mizbeach may use. And the answer is, again, that's not proof, because Mitzvah Sabakach, that's the Mitzvah. Which brings us up to Vavamid Aleph 6a at the top of the page. We said Karbanos on Shabbos, and we said, again, it's Mitzvah Sabakach. So Rav Shisha Breder of Edi offers me another approach. I mean, the next approach is what we call the Matzad. He says, Rav Shisha Breder of Edi, Omar Mishum De'ika Lameimar Le'adar Dina V'teisei B'Matzad. I would have argued, let's try to combine two different elements for this Kal V'Chomer by seeing what is common to the two of them and what is different from the two of them. Mala Malika Shekin Kedusha Sa'osarta. He says, look at the Malika case. You're right that the reason why I can't use Malika for myself is because it became Kodesh, it became property of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's off limits to me. Fine. However, Chelev V'dam Yochichu. That exception doesn't apply in the Chelev V'dam case. The case of the fat and the case of the blood, they're treif, even before they ever become Kodesh. So the fact that they're not acceptable to me has nothing to do with their Kedusha. So that's not a key factor. You can't use that as your explanation. And Malachelev V'dam Shekin Boy Michlal Heter, we said, well, Chelev V'dam are not adequate proof because, after all, their unacceptability is a product, their unacceptability is a limited product disqualification because they come from an animal that is fundamentally kosher. Well, that's not a key point because Malika Tochiach, look at the Malika case where the entire entity is not kosher for your consumption. So B'chazer Hadin, Lo Re'izeh Kiri'izeh V'lo Re'izeh Kiri'izeh, that which made each one exceptional and unable to be used as a proof doesn't apply in the case of the other one. That which made Chelev V'dam exceptional isn't applicable by Malika. That which made Malika exceptional is not applicable to Chela Vidam. Hatzara Shava Shebahen, what's common to the two of them is Shasurin Lahedyot, that you can't eat it yourself, and yet Mutara Lagabala, they're butter for the Mizbayach. So Avari Avi Treifa, I'll say the same thing for Treifa, why not apply the same rules? Avapi Shasur Lagavot Mutaras Lagavala, you can't eat it yourself, but it should be usable on the Mizbayach. To which the Gemara says, not so fast. Why? Because you still have a commonality between Chela Vidam and Malika that doesn't apply to Trefa. Malat Sarashaba Shabahen Shekain Mitzvah Sabakah. Both of those are supposed to be done that way. You're supposed to do Malika. That's what we're taught to do. You're supposed to use the Chela Vidam on the Mizbayach. So the Torah says to do it. The Torah never says, bring a Trefa as a carbon. So therefore, you can't deduce from Malika and Chela Vidam in combination for Trefa. Okay. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi gives me a different approach. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum De'ika Lameimar Me'ikra De'dina Pircha. He says, you know what? The reason why we wouldn't use that Kal V'chomer from Baal Mum to Treifa is because the Kal V'chomer is fundamentally flawed. We're about a dozen lines down. Me'ikha Kamaisisla. Where are you going to bring it from? Where are you going to bring your proof from? Mi Baal Mum. You want to prove it from Baal Mum? Ma'ala Baal Mum. Shekain Asa Bo Makriven Kekraven. Baal Mum has a really harsh disqualification in the sense that not only does it disqualify the carbon, but it also disqualifies the one who would bring it. It disqualifies the Kohen. That's a whole different category, and it's not one that'll apply regarding the Treifa. If you take a look at Rashi, Makriven Kekraven, it's the second of the thin lines. Dimum Pasul Bekohen Kamo Bezevach. The Mum will disqualify the Kohen just like it'll disqualify a carbon. A Kohen who's a Treifa is not disqualified. It's not b'bechoros perak mumin elu. The Gemara in Bechoros teaches us, it's a Mishnah, ve'elu k'sherin ba'adam upsulin b'behema, the following things are acceptable characteristics of a person, meaning of a Kohen, but not of a carbon. Osov as beno is one. Utrefa v'yotze dofen. Osov as beno, presumably, I don't remember the Mishnah well enough, but I think it would be the case of Osov as beno working on the same day. Not a Misa case, but a Trefa doing the Avoda, or a Kohen who was born from a C-section doing an Avoda. Lachi etzdrachkra. Therefore, I need the Pasuk to teach me that the Trefa is possible from the Mizbeach. I can't do it by Kavachomer from Baal Mum, because the disqualification of Baal Mum, the disqualification of the Baal Mum for the Mizbeach is much harsher than any disqualification we would have regarding a Treifa. That's my argument. If you see, I put it over into a third column, Kohen, is the key point. The Baal Mum Kohen is no good. The Treifa Kohen is acceptable. So you can't deduce from Baal Mum to Treifa. The reason is because Treifa has a greater acceptability in the Kohen category than Baal Mum does. Maybe Treifa has a greater acceptability in the carbon aspect than Baal Mum does as well. To which Amar Le Rav Acha Sava La Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Sava, the Shita Mikubetzes, I believe, had an alternate version. I think it was Rav Acha Bray the Rava. Says to Rav Ashi, that doesn't prove anything. Why? Because Yotzei Dofen Yochiach. Look at the case of the animal that was born out of a C-section. I brought Yotzei Dofen up to the third line there because we're going to need to contrast Yotzei Dofen with Baal Mum and Treifa for the next section in the Gemara. He says, look at Yotzei Dofen, the C-section case. Shelo Asa Bo Makriven Kekraven. We don't say that the Kohen has the same status as the carbon in order to disqualify both. And what we mean by that is that the Yotzei Dofen cannot be used as a carbon. However, the Yotzei Dofen Kohen does get to do the Avoda. So we see there is a difference. As Rashi says, Shekohen Yotzei Dofen Kasher L'Avoda, Kohen, who's born from a C-section, can do the Avoda. The Karban Yotzei Dofen Pasul. Karban is no good that way. Da'amina Bataras Kohenim, the Medrash in Vayikra says, Ki Yivaleid, Shorachesiv O'ez, Ki Yivaleid, Prali Yotzei Dofen. We don't consider Yivaleid to apply to the C-section animal. So his argument is that the Yotzei Dofen carbon is not acceptable, but the yotze dofen kohen is acceptable. Umutu lahedyot, and you're allowed to eat an animal that's born yotze dofen. Va'aser legavoa, and you can't put it on the mizbeach. So his point is that the case of the yotze dofen indicates to me that we don't necessarily deduce based on the kohen's acceptability status. Since the kohen who is a yotze dofen is acceptable, and yet the korban yotze dofen is not, so too I could argue that the treifa that's a kohen is acceptable, and the treifa korban is not. That's the argument that I would have liked to have made. Yeah, I think I need to make more sheets. So the Kavah Chomer is now resuscitated, correct. We rejected the Kavah Chomer based on the ineligibility of a Kohen Baal Mum. However, we now resuscitated based on the eligibility of a Kohen who is a Yotze Dofen. So the Gemara says, not so fast, Mal Yotze Dofen Shekein Eino Kadosh Bibachora. The Yotze Dofen cannot be used as a Bechor. As Rashi says, the Peter Rechem Ksiv. The Torah says Peter Rechem. And that's the exclusion of the C-section animal from Kedusha's Bechor. Tomar b'treifa, I'm reading out of Rashi, Tomar b'treifa she Kedusha b'bechora im no let him treifa. So will you say the same thing regarding a treifa? If an animal is born as a Bechor, it's a Bechor, even if it's a treifa. That's the rule. You're not going to bring it on the Mizbeach, but it's a treifa. It's a Bechor. Helchach, it's trechra, so therefore I needed the pasuk. We've now again defeated the Kal v'chomer, because we said Yotze Dofen is not an adequate proof to knock out the Kavah Chomer from a Baal Mum, because after all, the Yotze Dofen does not become a Bechor. That tells me Yotze Dofen is of weaker status than the Treifa, and for that matter, the Baal Mum. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, Baal Mum Yochiach, now I can go back to the Baal Mum, because the Baal Mum can be a Bechor, as I noted there on the sheet. Right? And so I should resuscitate Treifa then as well. I should make the argument, going back now, the argument that we should make, I want to do this slower, because I want to make sure that it's clear to me at least. I can't take responsibility for anybody else, but I can take responsibility for myself. Our initial point had been to deduce from Baal Mum to Treifa, right? That was our initial statement. Baal Mum is acceptable to Hedyot, and that no good for the Mizbeach, so the Treifa is no good for the Hedyot, certainly it's no good for the Mizbeach. That was the argument we wanted to make. We defeated that because the Yotze Dofen is kosher for you, but not kosher for the Mizbeach. So that shows that it's possible for it to be kosher for you and not kosher for the again. No, we said that the reason why you couldn't argue from Baal Mum to Treifa was because in the Baal Mum case the Kohen is going to be no good, whereas in the Treifa case the Kohen is going to be good. That's where the arrow belongs. From Baal Mum to Treifa, we knocked out because the Baal Mum is unacceptable for the Kohen. That means the Baal Mum has a stricter status than the Kohen does. Well, we said yeah, he can work. Yeah, for 12 months anyway. As long as he can work, he can work. So the Baal Mum, we said, is of stricter status than the Treifa. We then rejected that because we said, after all, the Yotze Dofen Kohen is able to work and yet is possible on the Mizbeach, so that means that I don't care about the Kohen category. I've eliminated the Kohen category as being significant. So we shift over into the Bechor discussion. And we said, well, the Yotze Dofen is of stricter status than the Treifa, because after all, it can't become a Bechor. It can't become it can't get Kedusha's Bechor. So in the Baal Mum, on the other hand, can. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Baal Mum is also of stricter status than Treifa is. Mal Baal Mum, Shekein Asa Boma Kriven Kekraven. When you're dealing with the Baal Mum, then the Kohen, who is a Baal Mum, is no good, just like the Karban is. So Baal Mum is of stricter status than Treifa as well. So neither Baal Mum nor Yotze Dofen can be used to prove what you do regarding Treifa, because each one has an aspect in which it is more strict than Treifa. Baal Mum is stricter than Treifa in terms of Kohen, the qualification of the Kohen. Yotze Dofen is stricter than Treifa in terms of Bechor. So he says, okay, but each of them has a different aspect in which it is strict. And therefore, I could argue that neither aspect is actually significant. Yotzei dofen yochiach. Go back to yotzei dofen. V'chazer hadin. And we should bring the two together and say, that which made each one stricter than a trefa is not significant because it doesn't exist in the other category. It's not really the key factor. It's not what I really care about. He says, yotzei dofen yochiach v'chazer hadin. Lo rei zekri izeh v'lo rei zekri izeh. That which made yotzei dofen stricter is not applicable to Baal Mum. That which made Baal Mum stricter is not applicable to Yotzei Dofen. Hatzada Shava Shebahen, what's common to the two of them, is Shemutarim Lahedyod Vasurim Ligavala, is that you can eat it, but the Mizbeach cannot. So the Avani Avi Trefa, the Kolshkin Trefa, Avani Avi in the margin is a better addition. Avani Avi Trefa, Shasur Lahedyo, Tayasur Lagavoa. So I should now deduce from them to the Trefa case, if you can't eat it, then certainly the Mizbeach can't eat it either. That's the argument that we want to give. Neither of these is the key factor, right? Whenever we want to deduce from something to something else. I want to learn about this car. And I say, well, this car was made in 1980. That car was made in 1980. Therefore, this other car doesn't have a carburetor. Therefore, that car doesn't have a carburetor. That's what I want to deduce. But then you'll show me another car in which 1980 was irrelevant. Because this car didn't have a carburetor and it was made in 1985. Or this car was made in 1980 and it has a carburetor. 1980 becomes irrelevant. Right? You can't deduce things based on factors that are insignificant. So that's what we're doing here. What we're saying is the Kohen factor is insignificant because after all, in the Yotzei Dofen case, he can be a Kohen. He can work in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Bechor issue is insignificant because after all, the Baal Mum, the Trefa can still be a Baal Mum. The Trefa can still be a Bechor. Let's get that right. So neither of those factors matters. Get rid of those two columns and we're back to square one, which is our basic approach. To which the Gemara says, not so.
Says this Sadeh Shavuot, yeah. Not like any other Sadeh Shavuot.
Yeah, it's truly Kaval Chomer. Right. It's truly a Kaval Chomer. You're right.
Normally, it's Sadeh Shavuot, they're all the same.
No.
Yes, no, that's correct. That's true. What we're doing is we're only using the Kav HaChomer for this one limited point. We're not using it overall. That's correct. Because at the end of the day, they're not the same. The Inuch Hanami, that's true. So he says, Mala Tzadashava Shebohen, Shekein Lo Hutru Michlalon, Tomar Betrefa Shehutru Michlala. He says, all right, fine. I accept what you say. However, the bottom line is still that the trefa is going to find a case. There will be a case regarding the trefa in which it will become mutter. There will be a case in which a trefa becomes mutter. You will not see that regarding these other ones. What are you talking about? Amar le Rav Acha Brei Derava le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Brei Derava, who was the one speaking before the Rav Ashi, according to the Shittim Mekubetzes' edition, says, I don't know what you mean. Trefa Shehutra Michlal Amayi. When does the trefa become permitted? Our goal is to say trefa is more lenient than the others, and therefore might be acceptable on the Mizbeach. Why is it more lenient? Because it becomes permitted. Where does it become permitted? Ilema Malika de Ola Sa'of le Gavala. Maybe you'll say regarding Malika by an Ola Sa'of, by the bird Ola. Rashi explains on that. He says, Malika, trefa hi lechatchila. A bird that undergoes Malika is a trefa. He doesn't mean lechatchila. What he means is mitchila, in the beginning of the process. Dechotech shedro mafrekes. Because you're going from the back of the neck, you're breaking the backbone of the bird. Kedarmina mever kamed eshchitas chulin. Vohutra legavoa. And yet, it's able to go on the Mizbeach. Michlal isura from its status of being asur lahedyot for a regular person. In other words, you do Malika, you're rendering the bird treif for everybody in the course of your malika, and yet it goes on the mizbeach. The ishtri, and it was permitted for the mizbeach. Afani avi treifa. So I will also say the same thing is true regarding the treifa, that no one else is allowed to eat it, but it's kosher for the mizbeach. That's the argument. He says, ilim a malika da olas haofla gavoa, ba'amum nami ba'ofos ishtarui ishtri. He says, yeah, but that doesn't prove anything, because birds are a unique category. Why are birds unique? Because in the bird case, you can also use a Baal Mum, right? Tamos v'zachros v'beimav, tamos v'zachros ba'ofos. The rule is, number one, you bring female birds as well as male birds as korbanos, and number two, for our purpose, you don't have the same rules for a Mum. There is such a thing as a Mum that'll disqualify a bird, but it's like breaking a wing. Not the standard Mum. So he says, that shows that the Baal Mum also has the same weakness or the same lesser severity as applies regarding the case of Malik. So he says, Ella Malika dechatas ha'ov lekohanim. All right, that's true. However, in the case of Malika of echatas ha'ov, the kohanim get to eat it. Right? They get to eat from the body of this bird that underwent Malika. So he says, yeah, but kohanim mishulchan gavoa kazachu. That doesn't prove anything, because the kohanim get it off of the mizbeach. Rashi explains what that means. V'gabe gavoa ashkechan bebalmum ba'ofos hetem michlal iser. They get the bird based on the fact that it was originally done this way for the Mizbeach. And regarding the Mizbeach, we know regarding Baal Mum that we also permit birds. We permit birds for the Mizbeach even though they have a Mum. Veleka me'atza, mala atzad, velamali kras. So again, I don't understand why our original Kal v'chomer didn't work. Ve'ela parichachi. So let's ask it this way. This is the last line on it. Mala atzad ashava shebahen, shekein mumon nikar. Tomer betreifa shekein ein mumanikar. He says, you know why? Because in these cases, the mum is obvious. Rashi explains, Baal mum mumanikar, shein muman pasul ela begolui. The disqualification of Baal mum, in general, now we're not on birds anymore, we're back on general karbanos, is only if the mum is actually revealed. Everybody can see it. Kedei amrinim b'pachavros perkelu mumin. V'yotze dofen mumonikar. This is always remarkable to me. He says also the animal born from a C-section. It also has a visible known mum. The islay kalor b'akol yodin. Because everybody knows that animal was born out of a C-section. I have never run a farm. To me, they all look alike. However, he says everybody is going to know, not from seeing it, but everyone's going to know that animal had a, was born from a C-section. Everybody will know from forevermore. Bessie was born from a C-section.
It's the same thing.
Sorry. No, he says it's not. Look at what he says. Toma betreif hashkein ein muma nikar. Regarding the treif, it's not nikar. And Rashi says kigom bebnei me'ayim. Like if the innards, if there's something wrong in the innards, you can't necessarily tell. I can't tell.
No, but you might find out only after the first.
Yeah, you're only going to find out once they do the shechita. You won't know. You won't know in advance. Right. So I want to get to Tosfos. Good. Thank you. So Tosfos says once you throw in this issue, or in Rashi was going to say palosan, but saying kala, but Tosfos adds in, once you say this, you reject a whole bunch of additional rows we could have had on our table. Meaning they could have brought proofs, he says, from Esnan Zona, the animal that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, the Raveya Nirba. But once you say, Shkein Muma Nikra, that everybody's going to know about it, then everyone's going to know about these also. He includes some odd ones I wasn't really sure about. Would everybody really know about Muchusar's Man? But I guess yes, because it's underage that everybody's able to tell. But yes, Tosla stresses that this also eliminates a whole bunch of other potential proofs that I would have brought. So that's his argument. So Mishum Hachi Itzdrich Kra, the Gemara says, that's why I need the Pasuk. The reason in the end that I can't do the Kal v'chomer from Baal Mum to Treifa is because Baal Mum, the Mum is visible. Treifa, it's not necessarily visible. No one may know about it, in fact. And therefore, I might have thought that even though the Baal Mum is Pasul L'Mizbeach, the Treifa, where no one knows about it, is Kasher L'Mizbeach. That was the argument that I would have brought to defeat the Kal v'chomer, to say you can't deduce from Baal Mum to Treifa, and therefore I need the pasuk. That's the idea. So the Gemara says, okay, you went through all of this to show me what's analogous and what's not analogous. You sat here, you made tables, and wonderful. But I have psukim for the treifa. You didn't need the pasuk of Minabakar. Utreifa mehacha nafka? You get treifa from here? Mehasa nafka! We learn it from there. Remember our favorite pasuk, Yechezkel Memhei? Mimashke Yisrael, you bring your carbon from that which is Minhamutr li Yisrael, that which they are allowed to eat, that which they are allowed to drink. The discussion about wine that we had already. That's one. So treifa is not mutterly Yisrael. And number two, mikol asher yavor tachas hashavet nafka, the pasuk by Meiser Behema, that which can pass beneath the shevet, beneath the rod, prat la treifa she'ina overes, as opposed to the treifa, which does not pass under the rod, Rashi explains, prat la treifa she'ina overes, mishum de'ein lachius, lo chashiv la overes. Since it can't live, therefore it's not considered to be overes. That's what Rashi says in our edition. Hang on 1 second, we'll finish the Rashi. Vaikruxiv the Meiser. That pasuk is written regarding Meiser Behema. Vigamrinun sha'ar karbanos mine b'gzera shava. We deduce other karbanos from Meiser Behema with a gzera shava, nemer kan tachas imo, regarding regular karbanos, right? 7 days will be tachas imo, v'nemer lalan tachas hashava. But by Meiser Behema it says tachas hashava. Hang in there. The Shita Mekubetz is chavdalid. says the reason why we say the treifa is not overis, he says kigon shenechtachu ragleha min arkuva ulamala, it's missing part of its legs. That's a real treifa.
That's something you can see.
Yes, that is definitely nikar. That's for sure nikar. But they don't care about that there. That's not the point. The point is only that that's why it's not considered right. It's not considered to be tachas hashavet. It can't pass tachas hashavet. Clearly, it doesn't represent all cases. And yes, it's true when you say it doesn't pass, that may not apply to all trefos, because there are trefos that you won't recognize until post shechita. 100% true, 100% true. The point is only to say we don't consider this. I'm following Rashi in our edition. We don't consider this to be havara tachas hashavet. This isn't considered to have passed beneath the rod. That's the idea. So I have three psukim to work with. I have Mimashke Yisrael, I have Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashavet, and I have Minabakar. So what are you doing here? So he says, Tzricha, you need all three. Why? De Mimashke Yisrael, Haba Aminu Lama'utei Hechad Lawais Lashas HaKosher. Mimashke Yisrael, I would have used that to exclude the case in which it was never kosher. As Rashi says, De Nidrefa Mimei Ima. Okay, why would that have been from Imashki Yisrael? Dumya da arla v'kilei akarim nechsev bahu kra. Because if you remember the basic read of that pasuk, we said that was meant to exclude arla as well as kilei akarim from use for the wine for the nesachim. Dechsev min hatzom and amasayim Imashki Yisrael. For me, he gives you the entire gemara from over there. I'm not going to quote give the entire quote. But the point was for arla and kilei akarim, which are from the time that they come into this world. It's already Arla. Kilei HaKerem, from the moment it's Nitosaf Masayim, from the moment that it grows, 1/200th, now it's called Kilei HaKerem. It's from the beginning, so I would have said that we only exclude the trefa that's congenital. That's that way from the time it's born. Dumi and Arla of Kilei HaKerem in the Gemara. Aval Haisla Shasa Kosher, but if it had once been kosher, Ematis Kosher, I would say it's acceptable as a carbon. Kasav Rachmanar Kol Asher Yavor. So therefore I needed Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet to teach me that. V'Kasav Rachmanar Kol Asher Yavor, but if you only had Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet, Hava Amina, Lema'ute Hecha De Nitrefa Ulebasav Fitisha. That's telling me if it's a trefa before I try to make it my Sibahema, before the Hakdasha. So then it's not called Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet. Do me the Meiser, like the Meiser case. Ava like Disha Ulebasav Nitrefa, but if you first dedicated it and then it became a trefa, Dibbe'idna De Akdasha Hava Chazya, and where at the moment that you tried to make it Kodesh, it was suitable, Ematis Kosher, I would say it would be acceptable if it was Kodesh, and then it became a Treifa. Kasav Rachmana Min Abakar, therefore the Torah also said, Min Abakar, to teach me about the case of, as I wrote on the sheet, Higdisha Ulubisov Nitrefa. You dedicated it, and then it became a Treifa. The word Tzrichi seems to be unnecessary here, but it's here anyway. It's unnecessary Tzricha. It's an oxymoron, no? So he says, Tzrichi. Therefore, he says, you need all three. So it's going to teach me at different stages. One, treifa from birth. Two, treifa pre-dedication. And three, where it became a treifa after dedication. In all three cases, you may not bring it as a karbon. Okay. We now return to our regularly scheduled mesechta. That was a nice diversion into zvachim, but we've never, ever, ever seen a mincha that was a treifa. We need to learn menachos. So, we return to Menachos. Remember that all of this started from the question of something being usher for us and mutter from the Mizbeach because of Chadash. That's where all of this came from. So, now we go back to issues of Kemitza. We know by now that Kemitza is supposed to be Lishma, but if it's done Shelo Lishma, it will not necessarily disqualify your Mincha. There are a lot of other rules we need to learn regarding Kemitza. So the Mishnah says, Echad minchas chote, v'echad kol ha-menachos shekmatzan, v'echad kol ha-menachos, let me say that, whether you're dealing with a minchas chote, which we disqualified in the Lishma discussion, but we'll find out why it's singled out in a little bit in the Gemara, there are other reasons, whether you're talking about a minchas chote, or you're talking about any other mincha, shekmatzan, if the kmitza was done by a zar, number one, a non-kohen, onen, not supposed to be doing avodah, tuvul yom, right, someone who is waiting for a sunset in order to become tahor, mechusar begadim, somebody who is out of uniform, kohen out of uniform, mechusar kippurim, he had been a mitzara, a zav, whatever it was, he's waiting to bring his karbanos before he can actually fully be eligible for kachim, shelo rechutz yadav v'raglav, or yadayim v'raglayim, he hadn't washed hands and feet before the avoda, arel, he's a kohen arel, tamei, okay, Yoshev, he's sitting down, not supposed to do that when you're doing avoda. Omed al gabe kalim, he's standing but not directly on the floor, he has kalim beneath him. Agave behema, standing on an animal. There's a trick. Agave ragli chavero, he's standing on someone else's feet. I know people like that. Fossil. So in all those cases, the kmitza is no good. Kmitza, in other words, is a bona fide avoda. Just like all these things disqualify other avodas, they disqualify kmitza. Kamatz besmol, fossil. What if he does it lefty? No good. Pasul, as the Gemara is going to discuss. Ben Becerra Omer Yachzir V'Yachzir V'Yikmot B'Yamin. Ben Becerra says, when you do this, then what you do is you put the chometz that you took ineligibly back in with the rest of the mincha, and then you do the chometz again. Just use your right hand. Now it sounds like from the fact that he emphasizes B'Yamin that he's only arguing regarding the lefty case. Then in all the other cases you have to bring a brand new mincha. The Gemara is going to show us that it's not necessarily so. It's not clear what Ben Becerra is actually arguing with, but that's the first half of our Mishnah. Second half of our Mishnah. Come out of all of the yad od sror, or gargar, o gargar melach. Let's say you do the kmitza, you reach in, and lo and behold, you didn't just get mincha. You also got a pebble somehow, or a chunk of salt from the salt they put in the mincha. O koret shalavona, or a grain of frankincense. Possel, no good. Why? Because if a kometz has extra or is lacking in the shear, it's no good. Possel. What do you mean a kometz that has extra? How does that happen? The kometz is mivurats. Rashi gives you two explanations for mivurats. One, he says, is gadush, is overflowing, it's beyond the fist in that sense. Or lishnachrina shenira kemach choseitz bein rashi etzbaos of lapas yado. You can see the flower separating between his fingertips and the palm of the hand. When he closes his fingers, it's supposed to be flush. The fingers are supposed to be flush with the palm of his hands. That's the idea. So that's what yeser is. V'chaser, and if it's lacking, what does that mean? Shekamatzo v'rashay etz v'osav. That he did it with his fingertips, Rashi explains, ma'at shalo pashtu al pas kol hayad. He didn't extend his fingers over the entire hand, so he ended up short in the size of the kometz. So the Gemara now goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Lamali the Mishnah echad minchas chote v'echad kol ha-menachos. Why did our Mishnah begin by saying, whether it's a minchas chote or it's any other mincha, why don't you just say, listen, kol ha-menachos shekamatzo nzar v'onein dat. Why don't you just group them all together? So he says, Rabbi Shimon Itzrich, the reason we need it is because I would have otherwise thought that Rabbi Shimon disagreed. What do you mean? Desanya, because of the following price. So, Om Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu Shetei Menchas Chotei Tuna Shemen Ulevona, Shloye Chotei Nisker. Logically, the Chotei brings his Mincha, he should have to bring it with Shemen, he should have to bring it with Levona, oil, and frankincense, because we don't want to reward him by saying, you can bring a cheaper Chatas, a cheaper mincha. Why don't we do that? We don't want his carbon to be beautiful. We say, don't do shemen, don't do lavona. And a regular chatas, not a mincha. A regular chatas you bring for a sin, it should require nesachim along with it, wine, oil. Because again, he shouldn't be rewarded. By getting a cheaper carbon, Tosfos notes it really wouldn't be a cheaper carbon because you have a minimum amount you have to spend on it. Nonetheless, why doesn't it require this? We don't want him to have a nice carbon. So since our emphasis is that if you're a chote, we don't want you to have a nice carbon, I might have also said, I would have said, since Rabbi Shimon says the carbon shouldn't be nice, we should say if Apostle Cohen did it, that's par for the course. It's a kosher carbon. It's not such a nice carbon, exactly. And therefore, we needed to say in the Mishnah, no, even Rabbi Shimon, who distinguishes for a chote, is not going to distinguish here. If so, the Gemara asks, Hasam nami lisni echa chatas chela vecha kal zvachim shekiblu daman zarbaonin. When it comes to zvachim by a carbon, we should do the same thing. But we should say, whether you're talking about a chatas chela or any other carbon, that if the zar, the onin, the tvulyom, and all that, to do the carbon, it should be disqualified. But you should emphasize, we want to include the chatas. Volema le Rabbi Shimon, it's drich and say, it was needed because of Rabbi Shimon. Alma, Kevin de Tana Lake, Kol, Velokatani Chutz, Kulu Mashma. The answer must be over there. The Rabbi Shimon does not disagree. It's that Kol succeeds in including all of them, including the Chatas, Kulu Mashma. Hachinami Sayer too. Kevin de Tana Kol, Velokatani Chutz, Kulu Mashma. It meant all of them. So it's not there to include Rabbi Shimon. It's Drich. You still needed it. Why? Salka Daita Chamina, because I would have thought, Holovo, Kimna Lareisha, Delok Rabbi Shimon, Sefanami Delok Rabbi Shimon. The preceding Mishnah, we said, disagreed with Rabbi Shimon. So I would have thought, I have extra reason to believe that our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. We had the previous one already regarding Lishma that did, so to here it does. Kamash Shmuel, it teaches us that it's not so. Okay. Omar Rav. The Rav now gives me a new rule, and we're going to see it's really one of three. Omar Rav is Zar Shakamatz Yachzir. He says if a Zar does Kemitza, but leave out the one of three thing, it's not relevant yet. The Rav says if a Zar does Kemitza, Yachzir, you put it back in, and then and redo your Kemitza, that's all. Vanan Pasal Tanan, what do you mean? We learned that it's puzzle. If a czar does it, it's puzzle. My puzzle? No. Puzzle means puzzle at Shiyachzer. It's puzzle now. Put it back in, do it again. Iyachi hainu ben Becerra. Well, then he agrees with ben Becerra. Idi se la komets be'ene lo pligi rabbanale de ben Becerra. No. Everybody agrees with this. Ben Becerra and the Tanakhama agree. You put it back in, assuming the komets is still in existence. Ki pligi the chaser komets. The machlok is only if it's lacking. Rabbanan, meaning something happened, you dropped some. Rabbanan sabri. The Rabbanan say, too late, that's it, it's over now, can't refill it. Ben Becerra Sabar, Yavi Misof Beisavi Malenu. Ben Becerra says no. He says, just bring from home and do the refill. That's the idea. But really, everybody agrees fundamentally that you would just put it back in and redo it. So that's version one of what Rav said on the sheet. Rav is L'divrei HaKol, everybody agrees. It's only Ben Becerra adding that if it's chaser, it's still remediable. Ihachi, if so, Ben Becerra Omer Yachzir V'Yachzir V'Yikmotz B'Yamin. Ben Becerra Omer Yachzir V'Yavi Misach Beisav V'Malenu V'Yachzir V'Yikmotz B'Yamin. If that's what Ben Becerra meant, he should have said so in the Mishnah, that you could even make it up for being chaser M'Bayalei. That's what it should have said. Rather, Ella, the sheet that Mekubetzes throws in, Kikama Rav le Ben Becerra, our second version of Rav. Rav is like Ben Becerra, and he's simply explaining Ben Becerra's view, to which the Gemara says, Pshita, I could have read Ben Becerra myself. What did Rav introduce here? So here we're going to get four different versions of what he was explaining. Mao de Sema, here's our first one. I can't believe it. I did Ben Becerra with a hay on the sheet. I meant to do it with an olive. That's what happens when you do too fast. Mao de Sema, ad kan lo kamachshir Ben Becerra ela bismol, avol bishar psulin lo, kamash malan. He says, I might have thought that Ben Becerra only argued with the Tana Kama in the case of lefty-righty. The coin does it with his left. That's what Ben Becerra said, it's remediable. Avol b'shar psulin lo, but not in other disqualifications. Kamash malan, and that's what Rav is teaching me, that Ben Becerra's permission is also for the czar. So therefore Rav said, if the czar does kmitza, it can also be fixed. Maishna smol. What's unique about the left hand? The Ashkechon la'achshera b'yom ha'kippurim, because there are avodos on Yom Kippur that are done with the left hand, right? As Rashi tells you, he talks about when you're juggling the kataras and the machta, right? Machta b'yimino, kaf b'smolo. Zar nami Ashkechon la'achshera b'shchita. You could also have cases in which a zar is eligible to do avoda, right? A zar can do shchita. No. Shchita lav avodah. Shchita is not an avoda. V'lo, really? We have a case. We talked about the czar doing the shchita by the paraduma, and you say it's no good. To mandate it. So we see that it is an avoda. No, not an avoda. Shani para paraduma is a different story. It's a kache bedek habayis. It's property of the Beis Hamikdash, but it's not a karban. It's simply a mitzvah ritual, like we've talked about with Sar Lazazel and other things. So he says, v'la kol gugenu. What do you mean? Kol shekein. Kache bedek habayis bo kahuna. Kache mizbech lo bo kahuna. If bedek habayis paraduma requires it, certainly everything else requires it. That shows this is significant. Amar of Shisha, Breder of Edi, Midi Dehava Amaros Negoyim. No. This is not a carbon procedure. You can't deduce the carbon procedures. He says it's just like looking at Saras. No one will call looking at Saras an Avoda. Delava Avoda in Ninu. It's not an Avoda. Bo Kuna. There are things that Kohenim do. They also get the first Aliyah. Right? That doesn't make it enough. Not everything a Kohen does is an Avoda. So he said that's the argument. So it's not really an avoda. Therefore, you can't prove anything from the fact that a czar gets to do that. And that's what Rav needed to teach me. To which the Gemara says, but even still, why do I need Rav for this? V'nelef mi bama. Why don't I deduce it from the fact that a czar can do avoda on a bama? And if you'll tell me, well, we can't deduce things from Bama. Bama is not a proof. Rashi says because Bama preceded Aharon's Kedusha, which Tosas doesn't understand at all what exactly that means. Tosas objects to that very strenuously because the Zohar's Kasher on a Bama even post Aharon. Nonetheless, Vatanya minayim liyotze shim alo yered shara yotze kosher b'bama. He says we do those things from Bama all the time. We learn that if a behema leaves the Beis HaMikdash and then it's put on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down because it's acceptable on a Bama. So you do deduce from Bama. No, Tana Zos Taras Ha'ola Samichle. That was only deduced from Zos Taras Ha'ola. It's Xeris Akasim to teach me that which goes on the Mizbeach does not come down. But that's not really a deduction from Bama. So the upshot is you can't. The upshot is that you don't deduce. No, the opposite is that you could. I'm sorry that you could do it. If you're going to tell me you don't deduce from Bama, we did over there. So we answered that's not a proof, but we still say why don't I deduce from Bama? And we end up saying for here we would. Ela taimadash meinan Rav. The only reason I know it is because of what Rav said. Because halav hachi, if not for Rav, hava mina b'shar psulin pasal ben b'seira. My second version of Rav is I would have thought that ben b'seira permitted a redo for the czar and for the lefty, but not for other psulin. You did it with your left hand, redo. You did it as a czar, redo. But not for all the other psulim. That's what I would have said. The Vatanya, I have a brisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Machshu Hayy Ben Besera B'chol HaPsulim Kulan. But I have a brisa where Ben Besera explicitly permits all the others. Vitanya, V'kamatz Misham, the brisa says, you shall do kmitza from there, Mimakam Shiragle Azar Omdos. Where even where Azar stands, not only in the north, but anywhere. And Ben Besera Omer, Ben Besera says explicitly, Minayim Shem Kamatz Bismol Shiachzir. Put it back in. And redo with your right. Right there in that discussion about with your location. And since that pasuk does not specify in v'kamatz misham what exactly is the psul you're correcting, mali small or mali shar psulin. He would, of course, be permitted for all the other psulin as well, not just for that. So what do I need Rav to teach me? I know already that Ben Besera permits a redo for all psulin. Ela kamash. Rav is teaching me that where I did the kmitza, even if I did the kmitza and put it into the klisha race, even still I can do a redo for Ben Besera. And to argue with the following tanoim, Disanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yassi and Rabbi Yehuda Anachtom Amru, Bamed Ramurim, Shekamat Velo Kidesh, Alakidesh Pasal. They say you can only redo it if you haven't put the comments in a klisharis. However, otherwise you may not. And he's telling you, I disagree. Ve'ika the Amri, alternatively, he's saying just exactly what they're saying. Kamat in Kidesh Lo. Maybe what he's saying is that Ben Besera only believes this until you put it in the klisharis. That's when it's reversible. Kiman, who is he following then? Kehani Tanoi, like Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yossian, and like Rabbi Yehuda Anachtom, Ulafuke mitanakama. And to teach that he disagrees with the Tanakama, and the Tanakama meaning who disagreed with them. And so the upshot is that what he's saying is Ben Besera permitted a redo. He permitted a redo only until it's put into the klisharis. Rav is telling me it's only beforehand, and we'll pick up with that, God willing, tomorrow.